Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, April 27th, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and together we will do better. This week we received an update from the company on two payroll issues that were identified by the union. The first issue was a problem with the link between shares and the payroll system, resulting in the incorrect reporting of passenger loads on flights affecting understaffing requests. 146 flight attendants were affected by a review of 16 flight segments where the reported load information was inaccurate. The second issue affected those flight attendants who have been entitled to pay increases based on their SW classification date. Those individuals with SW classification dates after February 15th and before March 16th would have been entitled to a step or salary increase in March based on their progression through the pay scale. It appears that these individuals had received the pay increase resulting from the recent ratification of the contract, but did not also receive the increase associated with their advancement through the pay scale. This problem was not isolated to a single-step increase in the salary progression. Rather, it affected all steps across the salary progression. As a result, 279 domestic and 10 international flight attendants were affected by this oversight, with some due amounts in excess of $700. As an exception to the normal payroll process, these payments will be included on the May 1st paycheck. Affected flight attendants will receive a letter from the company explaining the errors by which they were individually impacted. In addition, the May 1st pay advice will reflect two components. In addition to the normal flight advance, there will be a line item reflecting regular pay. The amount listed in the regular pay category reflects the adjustment amount. If you have any questions, please contact United's payroll department by using the new fill-in form on the Flying Together website. This form provides the employee with a unique identification number for their inquiry and generates an email receipt to verify that their inquiry was received. If you identify discrepancies, contact United's Payroll Care Center via the new fill-in form on the Flying Together website or at 1-866-825-7297. To manually navigate to the location of the fill-in form from the front page of Flying Together, go to the Employee Services tab, clicking on My Pay Information in the Subsidiary United box, and then click on Contact Payroll. Remember, you have 60 days from the time of the payroll issue happens to file a dispute. Given the ongoing problems as a result of the changes to United's payroll system, we encourage you to review your statement of earnings and pay advice carefully and in conjunction with your DFAP to ensure that you are properly paid. Bidding for partnership flying closed on Wednesday, April 25th at 0800 hours Central Standard Time. Advanced Schedule Planning reviewed the partnership bids and determined that all flight attendants wishing to participate in this program would be awarded their bid. Bids for the partnership program were awarded to 306 of our flying partners. We are grateful for the help of these individuals who were able to avail themselves of the benefits afforded by the partnership program. In total, 153 partnerships were awarded to 306 flight attendants based in Boston, DCA, Denver, Frankfurt, Hong Kong, JFK, Los Angeles, Narita, Chicago, and San Francisco. There were no bids on file in Honolulu, Heathrow, Seattle, and Las Vegas. The new three-month partnership period will begin June 1, 2012, and run through August 30, 2012. For those who are awarded the partnership, we encourage you to review the partnership packet available in the furlough section. Many questions have been submitted through travel log reports indicating that some hotels have only recently begun to decline to cash personal checks. As agreed upon during our recent negotiations, the Hotel Standards Agreement was amended to provide that check cashing is required at those hotels that do not have an on-site automated cash dispensing machine, an ATM, which is different than what was done previously. In cases where there is no ATM on-site, flight attendants, upon presentation of a valid United Airlines ID, will be permitted to cash personal checks in the minimum amount of $50. There continues to be no charge for 800 or credit card access telephone calls, and hotels will not require a credit card imprint for any services. This amendment became effective on the ratification date of our new contract, February 28, 2012. As a final note, while United would prefer that flight attendants use United Voices to report traditional hotel and transportation issues, AFA strongly recommends that all hotel and transportation issues be reported exclusively via travel log. In this way, AFA is automatically a recipient of these issues, and the database used to track these issues is programmatically updated based on the information provided by the flight attendant. Over the past few weeks, introduction to Subsidiary United of the new IPR, in-flight preliminary report form, produced by the SHARES system with incorrect boarding times by aircraft, has created confusion in the operation for everyone, customer service, flight attendants, even supervisors. Despite information that was published alerting everyone to some of the inaccuracies, attempts were made to enforce the incorrect boarding times. As of April 24th, however, the IPR form was modified to reflect the accurate boarding times by aircraft and domestic or international operation. In addition to correcting the boarding times, some parts of the form were modified to delete sections that no longer apply, for example, passenger status for meal orders or sections that apply only to the subsidiary continental operation. As a reminder, since the IFR, in-flight final report, is not produced with passenger information sorted by cabin, it is important to ensure that the crew receives an adequate number of these reports for each of the cabins on the aircraft involved. For example, on the 747 aircraft, a minimum of 4 copies should be produced and provided before the departure, whereas on an A320 or 757 aircraft, 2 copies are necessary. We recommend that flight attendants who are filling the purser position remind the CSR of the number of copies required during the pre-flight briefing. Over time, plans are in the works to develop reports that more closely resemble traditional paperwork providing information by cabin. In the meantime, ensuring adequate copies of the report are on board will provide just one of the tools necessary for flight attendants in the performance of their duties. Yesterday, United reported a loss of $286 million in the first quarter of the year. The first quarter is traditionally poor for most airlines. This time of year, there are lower available seat miles due to reduced schedules designed around the annual decrease in travel for the period. Reduced spending by travelers for the quarter also routinely results in a loss of profits and creates economic challenges for which our industry is not insulated. The economy notwithstanding, almost all airlines experience loss in the first quarter of the year. The severity of the loss is largely dependent upon decisions made on how to best mitigate the factors under their control. This loss does not include the integration cost that United has reported of more than $162 million, which brings United's total net loss for the first quarter to $448 million. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we move together, management must recognize the value that flight attendants bring to the world's largest airline. We will stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.